William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S, 9/22/93. Just complaint. My face goes numb off and on. Number two, I have some back issues and back pain. Number three, sometimes I feel like I've had a six pack of beer, but I haven't had anything to drink. Number seven, the symptoms have been going on for months, off and on. Our patient is a 29-year-old gentleman, a tree cutter. He has his own business. He has a bucket truck that he uses to cut trees. A few months ago, he got electrocuted while he was cutting limbs off a very tall tree. And his right arm, he felt kind of weird in quotation. Since then, he's been having this numbness, tingling in his left side of his face that comes and goes, lasts about 1 or 2 hours, never associated with pain, never associated with a motor deficit, never associated with arm pain or leg pain or numbness or tingling or weakness in the upper extremities or lower extremities, period. He also complains of pain in his back off and on, whenever he turns in his car seat, he feels like his pain comes and sometimes makes him dizzy, period. Medical problems, none. Surgical problem, none. Allergy, none. Review of system, as above. Social, he smokes, he doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. Family history, mom is alive, doing okay. Dad died, he doesn't know what of. COVID immunization, none. Has had COVID infections in the past. He's alert, he's awake. His weight's 232 pounds, 98%, 97.8, 16, 62, 146 over 90, slightly elevated. Heart positive, home positive, still no murmurs. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash. Detailed neurological examination is totally negative. On the social put down, he does use THC from time to time. Assessment number one, facial numbness off and on. Number two, back pain. Number three, feeling like he's drunk when he hasn't had anything to drink. Number four, I recommend patients to go to the emergency room, get a CT of his head and blood work and a urine tox screen right away. He refuses in big letters. He wants to have blood work done here and then have a CT scan later if not improved. Number next number, differential diagnosis includes partial seizure, which we talked about. Also a brain tumor or a space-occupying lesion, which we talked about. Next number, no sign of Bell's palsy at this time. Next number, no sign of stroke. Next number, his carotid ultrasound is completely within normal limits. Next number, his echocardiogram is totally normal. Next number, his abdominal ultrasound, including his kidney, liver, spleen, are within normal limits. Gallbladder has lots of gravel, possible small incidental polyp noted. Once again, he should go to the emergency room for his symptoms to get checked out. He refuses in big letters. We'll do CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, B12, testosterone now. Next number, rule out seizures. Next number, I recommend for him not to be driving in his condition, which he, until he gets this thing taken care of, but once again, he refuses. He's given all the right instruction, all the right teaching, but William is going to do what he wants to do, and he only wants to have blood tests done at this time. No prescriptions were given today till we get the results. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.